Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, the voice sounds a little bit different. Have a cold, and I am on the downhill side of it, I guess we'll say. Welcome to The Harvest. We're so glad that you're joining us, and we hope today's program honors our Lord by blessing you with great information and inspiration. I am Hans, an octave lower, and I'm seated next to my beautiful bride, Amy.
I'm beginning to wonder who you are. Like, now you got the beard going on for No Shave November. You got this whole nother voice.
I'm working on my James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. Yes, that's what we were talking about this morning. And I said, listen, you know, if you need to tap out, just let me know. But
yeah,
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're feeling better, too. Seems like it is the season for illness and sickness. So I'm just praying everyone out there who's listening, if you are dealing with something, I could recommend elderberry. Our show is on elderberry today. So elderberry can be found really anywhere, but it is an awesome, amazing. It has kept me from getting this awful cold that you've had. So highly recommend it, though I am not a doctor. I just play one on the radio.
Fantastic. Well, we have a special show today because we have a special guest. We are joined today by Tanya Shainhoff. She is our advisor for the South Side of Atlanta, which includes Noonan, Fayetteville, Peachtree City, Stockbridge, and McDonough. And we're working on Tallahassee, right? Just keep on expanding to the south.
Where do you not cover? Could you go all the way over to Carrollton?
Yes.
And if I could, you know, I keep you from going to Macon.
Right? True.
We're so glad you're here.
Yeah, welcome. And she's here to talk about a specific topic today. We're covering one of the things, like, kind of going into Senior Provisions DNA. We started off as a advising placement agency, and as we've come into contact with families, our heart is to serve them where their needs are. And to do that well, we have to figure out, understand, and get educated on all the facets that cycle around senior care. And one of those is caregiver support groups and education. So part of what we do on a monthly basis is we support, facilitate, and have even created support groups in various areas to serve those families that are going through challenges, either directly or indirectly as the caregiver. And Tanya does an amazing job leading one down in the Southern Crescent, and we wanted to bring her in to speak specifically about that.
Absolutely. So many of our listeners are in ministry, and or are lay volunteers, deacons at their churches. And so if you have any interest in starting a support group and kind of just like, where do I start? This is the show to listen to. Really, we brought Tanya in because she has just done a phenomenal job serving families. And I'm going to stop and say, if you are in need of a support group, go to our website at seniorprovisions.com and go under our ministry tab, and you will find a listing of our monthly support groups. And if there's one not in your area, call us. Our number's on our website, and call us, and we will get you connected with a caregiver support group in your area because we know those resources as well. So, Tanya, welcome. Your turn to talk.
Thank you so much for inviting me today. It's terrific to be here. I'm really excited about it. So
oh,
thank you.
My gosh. Well, you and I have been talking a lot about caregiver support. And so first, I thought it would be important to know for our listening, I usually will kind of tell a little bit about Senior Provisions, but I'm not today because I'm going to let you tell our families, as a senior care advisor for Senior Provisions, what do we do and how do you serve families every day?
Okay, so as a senior care advisor, I come alongside of families and help them through this difficult journey of trying to figure out next steps for their loved ones. So that might be maybe I'm helping them find an assisted living community, memory care. Maybe it's just helping them find some home care options at home, or sometimes it's just options in the community resources. So that's what I do, and I help. I feel like coming alongside of them and helping them, they don't have to feel alone anymore as they're making these choices.
That's phenomenal. And you've been with us since 2015. I actually made a mistake earlier and said 2013. Because I can't even imagine our organization without you. And
thank you.
You are, and Mary Ellen, who's listening, if you're listening, Mary Ellen, you're gonna laugh at this, but she always talks about getting the T-shirt that says "I'm their favorite." So right now, Tanya's got that shirt on. So if you come on the show too, Mary Ellen, you will get that shirt. You are my favorite. But I will say this: you are my favorite Southside advisor.
There
How about
go.
That?
I like that.
You really, and you're about an hour away from where we live.
Right.
And it's a long drive, and I always get excited when I get to get in the car and drive down to see you. It's one of my favorite days. And the reason why is the passion that you have and the resources and the faithfulness that you serve families with is absolutely contagious. And I feel built up. So I really wanted to bring you in to talk about our support groups. And so one of the first questions we ask every guest is there a particular scripture, and I'm sure there's several for you, and you've shared several over the years with us that speak into your life, but is there anything in particular that really talks about the support groups and the way that you take care of caregivers?
Yes, actually, in our support group, one of the things, our main theme we talk about, and I co-host the support group in Peachtree City with Mary Fields, who is the congregational care coordinator at Peachtree City United Methodist
Church.
We
love Mary.
I do too. She is an amazing servant for Jesus and a prayer warrior. She's just a wonderful friend and community person helping out with our support group. But the two of us, we talk about joy in our group, and I know that sounds kind of unusual. Here we are in a dementia caregiver support group, and what we do is we ask our caregivers to find joy every day in something. It could be the fact that they have extra time to take a hot shower, or maybe they have some extra time to read their devotion, or a cup of coffee, or something, a sunset, something to let them know that they are cared for and loved by God, and that they are finding some joy for themselves. So at this season, for me, the scripture that I found that I think fits is Acts 2:28. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. And what I love about this scripture is that it really helps us to focus on God and to be able to focus on what is the most important thing, and that is Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And being our source of joy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we talk about that every week, that we end, and you'll hear it today, we end with our Philippians 4:19, that's the provision. And I don't think in any arena is it more important to point people to Christ.
Absolutely.
And I love how you kind of describe some of those moments of joy. I mean, those are things that as we go about our busy day, we really take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
The sun shining.
Absolutely.
Well, we led a Bible study over the past, 5 weeks? We took a break over Halloween, but it was a Bible study on gratitude and the importance of gratitude, living it continuously in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing to get, you know, it's something we've led on that topic before, but it was amazing to see people that hadn't kind of walked that walk see the impact of, okay, reflecting on gratitude and keeping a gratitude journal and reflecting on God's word about gratitude and his sovereignty and seeing how lives and perspectives of life have changed.
Sure. And I think that I know in our support group, especially as we go around and let those members share, sometimes there isn't something that they want to share. Maybe they want to be private this month when they come in, but they do try to find something to focus on that's joyful. And they'll share, maybe it's seeing their grandchildren or something, but it always seems to brighten everyone's day when we hear the joys that are happening in their lives as well as the difficult times.
Tell me, now you mentioned Mary, and I've met Mary several times, Mary Fields, she's awesome. How did the support group come about? How did it get started? Was there a need expressed?
Well, yes. Initially, Mary and I had talked a couple times, and the church had expressed a need in wanting to be able to have a support group for their members. And then as we spoke about it more and more, we decided to open up to the community. So it's for the members of Peachtree City United Methodist Church, as well as the members of our local community.
And as you go out and you're interacting with the physicians in your area and the hospitals, are you promoting that support group out to the community so
yes.
that they know it's there?
Yes, I do. And I partner with Tori Sorrells, who is the 60-plus program director at Piedmont Fayette Hospital in Piedmont Noonan. And she also runs a couple support groups. But the one we have, devotion, and we do a devotional in the morning and some education as well as time to share. So we partner sharing our caregivers and letting them know that there are more than one option in the community.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And it really didn't just start with the two of you kind of looking at each other. Like, I want to say the first month or two, I mean, you had, you know, 8, 10 mm-hmm. people, and you have some, you know, people that have kind of come in and come out, which is kind of the nature of support groups.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk more after break about the kinds of support groups that are out there, kind of the nature of them. It can be a struggle to find one that meets your needs. I mean, we really encourage people to kind of try a few different ones. So I want to talk more when we come back about your particular group, how you are specific in the needs that you're meeting. And then when we come back from break, you're also going to be sharing. We're talking with Tanya Shainhoff, our Southside advisor. She's going to be talking about caregiver tips for the holiday, too.
Okay.
So I'm excited. So we have been talking about support groups, caregiver support groups specifically, and we'd love for you to come back from break.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to The Harvest. Today's a special program. We're talking with Tanya Shainhoff, who's one of our advisors. She works in the south side of Atlanta for us, and we're talking specifically about caregiver support groups. And we kind of reviewed the nature of them, why we are such a big supporter of them, a facilitator of them. But now we're going to kind of get into the functions that they serve. And whenever we start a service or an endeavor with our company, we like to put at its foundation God's word. And so 1 Thessalonians 5:11 is really where we draw our inspiration from. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you were doing.
I love that.
That too.
Yeah, that's, it's like, if we're going to do something new, we always like, what's a good scripture to go along with that? And it keeps our focus. And so, you know, we talk a lot about placement agencies out there, and how Senior Provisions is very unique is that our focus is our mission and to encourage the caregiver, to educate the community, and that's our vision.
Mm-hmm.
And so the support groups are really just a great part of our extension of the ministry that we do, along with this show, The Harvest Show, and the education that we do out for the churches. So I want to just make sure everyone knows, if you go to our website at seniorprovisions.com and click on our ministry tab, there's so many things going on. You can find The Harvest Show. You can find our support groups. You can find our Harvest Training, which is for homebound ministry. And if you have any questions at all or you're looking for a support group, reach out to us. I'm going to give our number, 888-979-8783. Laura will answer the phone, and if she's talking to another family, you can leave her a message, but she'll call you back and get you associated with a support group in your area, which leads me to really what I'd like to talk about next is the kinds of support groups. We got a call a couple of months ago from a woman who's doing distant caregiving, which is not unusual in this day and time. Her parents are in a state up north. And her sister is in Florida, and she's here in Georgia. And she said, I really need a caregiver support group. And I said, well, there's great ones. And her parents have, you know, various disease process going on. And she said, and so I kind of immediately said, you know, there's this group and there's this group. And she goes, no. I really need something that's not disease focused. So, Tanya, tell everyone a little bit about the different kinds of support groups that are out there and what specifically is your support group addressing.
Okay, so I mentioned earlier that Piedmont system also has support groups in my particular area at Noonan Hospital, Piedmont Noonan, as well as Piedmont Fayette. They offer support groups for caregivers. And so they have that one based from the hospital. There are support groups from the Alzheimer's Association. They also have some that are in the area. And from time to time, different senior living communities also have support groups that they offer. I know there's one at Hope Center in Hope Memory in Fayetteville offers one.
Parkinson's Association has a lot in the area, too.
We have one of those in our area as well. And ours is a little bit different because it is at a church. And I mentioned before, we do start our support group with a devotion. And then we have a little bit of education. Mary usually does the devotion. And then I each week try to offer something that is inspiring or something that is pertinent to the time. In the summertime, we talk about keeping our loved ones hydrated, and then of course this last time we talked about some holiday caregiving tips. So
that's a little bit
of difference there.
We'll circle back on that, or do you want to continue on?
No, let's talk about that.
Well,
now.
I just wanted to break down a little bit because you know I get to listen a little bit third party here, and just want to simplify the caregiver support groups and kind of go over that again. There's ones related around memory. Challenges, progressive disease being dementia and Alzheimer's. And then there's Parkinson's. There's some that we participate in our area, and there's one down south. And then where else? I mean, like, let's kind of finish that.
Well,
category.
I would put all of those kind of in a disease process category.
Disease specific.
So
yeah.
ALS, stroke, MS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say stroke
Parkinson's.
Is another one.
And I mean, we've spoken at those, and they're wonderful. They're tremendous. And a lot of times when people get a diagnosis, the first thing that they need is information.
Mm-hmm.
And those support groups are just packed full of information. Some of the most educated people I have met have been at those support groups because you're not going to come in and teach them anything. They know this disease. They know what to expect. The other niche mm-hmm. is that caregiver support,
mm-hmm.
and it can be focused on those who are dealing more with the dementia-related diseases.
Well, it's purposely not specific.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's really about, you know, if you're caring for someone here every day, if you're caring for someone who has already moved into a community, or if you're caring for someone who's in another state, you're going to get something. And Tanya and I were talking about the different roles that some of the participants play.
Right. Well, sure, because there's generally somebody new who's coming in and specifically looking for a little bit of information. They're also looking for some support and love. You know, we provide hugs and tissues, and we want our caregivers to feel like they are a part of our family. I mean, Mary and I both feel like this is probably one of the most important things we each do with mm-hmm. our jobs. And this group is so supportive with each other. So then there's also the ones that have experience who have been through this. Maybe their journey's been going on for a longer period of time, and they share what they've been going through so that the new folks feel like they have some extra support there. And it's amazing to see how they come together and help each other.
I think that's a really key component about caregiver support groups is that everyone's in a different season and everyone has different struggles. And weekly or monthly, everyone's in a different, you know, state. You know, you come in and you're just exhausted. You've had a rough week with an illness of a loved one, caregiving, or a bad season with challenges with dementia. And there's someone that has walked that road that can speak encouragement and wisdom to you.
Absolutely. It was making me think of a gentleman who for years, I mean, we've been in business for 8 years, and one of the first participants in one of our first support groups, his wife had Alzheimer's, and he was walking that journey, and it was just all new, and he was gathering a lot of information. Then he was more seasoned. So as the years came on, you know, then he moved his wife into memory care, and that was a whole new season for him and a whole new kind of new learning curve. Well, she had passed away, and he continued to come, and it very much kind of he was giving back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stopped coming. And I ran into him, and Hans is going to smile about this. I ran into him at a restaurant, and I threw my arms around him, and I'm like, how are you doing? How's everything going? He said, things are good. Let me introduce you to my new friend. She is very pretty. And I said, oh, we've missed you. And he goes, I'm in a new season.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's just the perfect, wonderful full circle mm-hmm. of the support groups is the beginning of that journey, walking through that with him, and then now him really finding joy again, joy through the process,
right.
but joy now with life going on. And he was a great support as he was going through that to the other ones. He was kind of reaching back and helping them that were just beginning the journey. So
that's what I wanted to cycle.
Yeah.
And then there's also kind of even a small little niche. I know I'll make this short. But it's also like a grief share, like a support group based around grief. And there are also those in the community. If you're suffering a loss and you just need support to get unstuck and move forward and know how to handle the challenges you're going through, there is also those in the community as
yeah.
well.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of teased it before break, and I want to make sure we have time for it. Caregiver tips for the holidays.
Give us some of your top ones.
Okay, so... number one, it's really best to try to plan ahead if you can. And don't expect the holidays to be the same as they have always been. Mm-hmm. Because it's a new day, and it's a new world for your family and your loved ones. So it's time to kind of maybe start some new traditions of some kind. Maybe, you know, getting a chance to take a walk, or maybe changing out the day and time that you have the holiday. Keep it simple is the most important thing. I really believe that. And by keeping it simple, sometimes maybe your loved one is not really wanting such a big crowd. So trying to keep the number of family members to a minimum as well, mm-hmm. maybe one-on-one or small groups. And also letting them know, the family members know kind of what's going on before they get together with you so that they're not surprised by any new behaviors. So share some best practices and tips so that they can have a really good quality time with your loved one. And most importantly, I always say, if things don't go the way you want them to, just have fun with it anyways. Laugh, enjoy the moment, because this is holiday celebration with family and friends, and they're the ones that love you the most, so they should understand.
Those are great tips. We had a family reunion about a year and a half ago, and my grandmother, has a memory loss, you know, I kind of prepared the kids and said, you know, I haven't seen grandma in a while. This, you know, she may not remember your name. And so still had a wonderful time. She enjoyed seeing the kids and playing with them and interacting with them. And you know what? It didn't matter if she remembered their name or not.
Right.
It really was about being in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, as we're wrapping up, anything that you would like to close with or share with, how about you tell us when your support group meets?
Yes. Okay. So we meet on the South Side in Peachtree City the second Tuesday of the month. And it's from 10 to about 11:30 at Peachtree City United Methodist Church in Classroom 300.
Well, check us out on www.seniorprovisions.com. And as always, we're going to close our show with Philippians 4:19. My God will supply all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And no greater provision is Jesus himself. Well, God bless, and have a great week from Hans and I in the Harvest Show.